Hello.
Hi,
yes.
Good evening, sir. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Is that okay with you, sir?
Yeah, opinion on what?
Well, actually, the survey is mainly about the agriculture and the workforce in Minnesota, and we just want to include your opinion to it. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Awesome. Let me ask you now, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yeah.
Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? In your opinion?
I don't know. I don't even know where to start.
Okay. No problem.
The schools.
The school education? Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
I don't know. I don't see anything pressing right now.
Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe pollution to the lake.
Okay, would that be water pollution or air pollution?
I'll say water pollution.
Water, okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, agriculture and farming. You think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or a poor job?
I'll say fair.
Fair. And what about refining?
What about what?
Refining.
Refining?
Yes, sir.
Like refining fuel?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know enough to comment on that.
Okay, no problem. And what about medical manufacturing?
Again, I don't know. Okay. I would say they're not doing a great job.
So would that be just fair or poor?
I would say poor.
Poor. Okay. Forest products?
Forest products?
Yes.
What is a forest product?
Like, you know, anything when they cut trees, whatever they make out of trees from the, you know, from the forest, all the products that they do. Do you think they're doing an excellent job with that, or good, or just fair, or poor?
I'd say poor.
Poor. And what about mining?
Mining, I'd
yes.
say fair.
Fair. And the last one will be electric utilities.
I don't know. If I'm going based off my bill, I'd say poor.
Okay. Now, how will you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Is it an excellent job, a good job, just fair or poor?
I'll say good.
Good, okay. Forest and timber industries?
I'll say good.
Good. County lands departments?
I'll say good.
Good. Okay. Thank you. And what about environmental groups?
I'll say good. I think we're okay. Better than most states.
And the last one, U.S. Forest Service.
I'd say excellent.
Excellent. Thank you. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economic? Will you say that it's a very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Maybe somewhat important.
Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it's a very significant role, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Not too significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that they're more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than Harvest?
Maybe same as Harvest.
Thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was in 1970s?
Fewer, for sure.
Fewer, thank you. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future, or no?
I would say no. I think there's just that.
Now, what impact, if any, do you believe that timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say there's a positive impact, no impact, or negative?
Very negative.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environmental, or no?
No.
No. Now, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area, or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness and recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Okay, thank you. Now, we're almost finished with the survey. I want to thank you so much for helping me out tonight. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
I think there's better ways.
Okay, so which one should I record for you, yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
No.
No. Okay. Now, however, I'm sorry. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
No. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component, a minor component, or a fading component?
I don't think it's a significant component.
So would that be a major, a significant, or a minor, or is fading?
Minor.
Minor, okay. Now, like many
industries. Fading?
Okay, let me go back. Hold on. Okay. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Huh. That's kind of a loaded question, because all those things I can do, right? But that's not the issue. The issue is that nobody wants to do it.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Right. So which one should I record for you? Will you support that or oppose against that? Remember, there is no right or wrong answer. I record as it comes.
I mean, I'm saying, like, we need it, but the thing is that it's throwing money at it is not going to solve the problem when there's nobody wants to do it.
Okay.
So I mean, because all those things that you mentioned is good paying jobs that nobody wants to do.
Okay. So do you want me to, what you want me to do? You want me to, which one do you want me to record at this point?
No.
Okay. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both of numbers, diversity of the workforce. Now, let me ask you, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment and support to its rural economics, forest, and forest industries?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Now, this is the last part. I'm going to list the several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for the part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose?
I'll support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce without outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
I support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Yeah, I support.
And the last one, get into classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forest workers' jobs provide.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
Got it. Will that be some college or a graduate?
Well, I got certifications, not a degree.
Okay, so will that be some college then?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is your age?
39.
Now, how will you describe the community where you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
It's a large city.
It's a large city, okay. And is your annual household income $25,000 to $49,999, $50,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $99,999, or is it more than $100,000?
I'd say 50 to 70.
Thank you. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Neither.
Neither? So which one should I record for you?
I don't know. I don't align with either side, so.
Okay. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or a business? Is it a manufacturing business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or governance, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Oh, I guess it's kind of like business management, like property management.
Management, okay, let me
hear property that. Management, business, and developing, I guess.
Okay. Now, this is my last question.
Broad things.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or a female?
There is only male or female, and I'm a male.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate you. I know your time is very valuable, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, sir.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.